Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good Monday morning, Buffalo, New York. It is Joe Beamer in for another week while Sandy Beach is on vacation with Dan Neverth. Hope you all had a great weekend. The weather, I thought, beside a few showers Saturday morning, was perfect. Perfect October weather if you're off of work today. I hope you're enjoying it, and I can tell you're enjoying it just a little more because not only are you off of work, but you've got your radio on. Here's a fun little fact about Joe Beamer. I like to think I'm a simple person, okay? It's very easy to make me have a favorable opinion of you, okay? This morning, County Executive Mark Poloncarz was in studio, as you just heard. And right after the show, he walks outside the studio, walks into the control room, and makes a comment about Virginia Tech's win on Saturday. You know, I might not agree with your political policies, all right? We might have had a few comments on Twitter back and forth, but definitely, for what it's worth, and it's probably worth nothing, but for what it's worth, you comment on Virginia Tech and the fact they won over the weekend, you scored a few points with me. You know, very simple. It's not that difficult to get on my good side. So that just happened. You just heard the interview with Susan and Brian, and one of the texts right after the interview, you two should be a national example of unbiased interviewing. Awesome job. I 100% agree. Now, you heard County Executive Mark Poloncarz in studio. So for the first hour, pretty simple topic. What you just heard, give me your reaction. Give me your reaction of what you just heard from County Executive Mark Poloncarz and also the state of the county executive election. Where do you think it stands right now? Where do you stand right now? Why are you leaning one way or the other? So we'll do that the first hour. But before we get to that, it's October 14th. I would like you to all think back to what you were doing this time last year. All right, now I'm going to bring back some not the best memory for Bills fans, but do you remember this? A year ago today, Josh Allen gets hurt. Nathan Peterman has to go in for the Bills. And, well, back to back. Well, here, let's let CBS take it over.
Peterman!
Like he was an extension of the coaching staff. And when you watch this play, you can't coach it any better than what he did right there.
Third down and six. Peterman throws across his body, picked off. Kareem Jackson. Jackson is dragged down by Dawkins. And that will be the way it ends.
A year ago today, Nathan Peterman reminded us who Nathan Peterman is. I thought I would remind everyone until right before we get into the first hour of the show, which is going to be your reactions to what you just heard with County Executive Mark Poloncarz. He touched on everything. He touched on the election. He touched on the road condition, which I know with a lot of you is still a top priority, right? We all know what happens right after winter and spring. I think every year, have the text board light up with roads that still need that attention. You know, my favorite as a former North Towner, my favorite example is Cayuga and Worley. It is still one, in my opinion, one of the worst intersections right next to Hopkins and Main. Also, we heard talk of the Bill Stadium. We heard talk of raising taxes, which the county executive said he doesn't like to do, but We have some evidence that maybe that's not true. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. You can shoot me a text, which they're already coming in at 3930. What did you think about the morning team's conversation with Mark Poloncarz? And where do you stand on the county executive race? What are important factors in deciding who you are voting for in the county executive race? I know it's a holiday. I know a lot of you are off of work. So if I don't get calls, I guess I'll talk for 3 hours. 803-0930. It's Joe Beamer with you all week again for Sandy Beach. It's a pleasure to be here. More after this. Joe Beamer with you for another week for the legend Sandy Beach, who will return next Tuesday from his vacation with Dan Nevereth and a lot of our listeners on another AAA vacation cruise. And if you want to follow along, if you want to have those pictures for when Sandy comes back and tells his stories, well, it's easy to feel like you're on the trip yourself. Just go on Facebook and follow Adventures with Sandy and Danny. There's pictures posted numerous times a day. Again, it'll feel like you're right there with them. And when Sandy comes back to tell all the great stories, to tell Tony and I about all the great food he ate, you'll have the pictures to go along with the stories. So that's Adventures with Sandy and Danny on Facebook. Okay, so County Executive Mark Poloncarz was just here, 8 to 9. Tomorrow, his challenger, Lynn Dixon, will also be in studio 8 to 9. And just like we are today, tomorrow, the first hour of this show will be a reaction to what you just heard. On the text line already, and I like this. I know it's a holiday, so I'm expecting more texts than phone calls, and that's quite all right. You can also comment on the Sandy Beach page. And again, I thank Sandy for letting me post the topics on his page when he is out. Greatly appreciated. He could tell me, no, Joe, do it yourself. But I appreciate being able to use Sandy's page. Now, on the text line at 3930, the first text, Mark doing a good job. I'm a conservative. He's okay. Some think he's hard to warm up to, but for me, that is irrelevant. The next text, voting for Poloncarz again is voting for the status quo. If you're okay with constantly raising property taxes, crappy roads never getting fixed, and executive pay raises, then vote for the Democrat. That's all. The next, Mark Poloncarz, well, that one went on for a while. I haven't screened that. I'll have to read it after the break. Now, I will start off personally with things I agree with the county executive on. All right, like I said, he already scored a few points with me. That probably doesn't mean anything. But you comment on Virginia Tech winning, and you let me talk about Bud Foster retiring. You're gonna score a few points. We don't see eye to eye politically, but you commenting on Virginia Tech will always get you a favorable opinion. So a few things I agree with the county executive, and I don't think these are ridiculous things to agree. I think a lot of you probably agree with him too. He said about the Skyway, the county executive said he agrees with Brian Higgins. The Skyway must come down. But he also did comment that first, we have to find a way to get the traffic that relies on the Skyway. We've got to find a way to get that traffic from the South Towns to downtown and vice versa. But he is for the Skyway being torn down, and I've always said that's one of my favorite things of Brian Higgins. I'm 100% with him on that. Another thing I agreed with the county executive on was that he favors expanding the Metro Rail. Well, I favor expanding the Metro Rail as well. I think right now it's a waste of resources. You have the perfect setup to what could be a beautiful plan throughout Western New York. I'm sorry, throughout the Buffalo and the suburbs. You could have the train go to UB North, which I know is what everyone's talking about. It could go out to the airport. It could go to the South Towns, to the stadium. Now, when it comes to a convention center, when it comes to the stadium, I'm not sure I'm still convinced we need all this attention on a new convention center. I know I did that show a few weeks ago. I'm not sure I'm convinced on that. I'd have to, most conventions go to certain places because of the city. Right? A convention that right now is being held in Miami isn't going to look at Buffalo and say, wow, look at that brand new convention center. We should move out of Miami and go to Buffalo in February. That's just not going to happen. And when it comes to the stadium, I have always said, I think the stadium should stay in Orchard Park. The infrastructure is not downtown for there to be a stadium. Have you ever left an event at the arena? All right. The sewage is one thing. We won't get into that because it's a holiday. I know a lot of you are eating breakfast right now. But just getting out of downtown, if you don't take the train, getting out of downtown is a pain in the you know what. So I think a stadium in the suburbs, that's fine. You'll be just like half of the NFL, and you're still closer to Buffalo than the New York Giants are to New York. So there's a few things I agree with the county executive on. Now, I think we all can agree, as the one texter said, there's rising property taxes in Erie County. That's very true. I do think that the county executive uses Twitter. If you don't like the way the president uses Twitter, I'm not sure then you can yourself do the exact same thing. And I've always said, as a supporter of President Trump, I'm not a huge fan of the way he uses his Twitter. Well, Mark Poloncarz does the same thing. I mean, he is very active on Twitter, and a lot of it has nothing to do with him running for or his position as county executive. I mean, yesterday, he went 3 tweets on the president of the United States talking about the Turkey-Syria fiasco. And hey, that's fine if he has a personal opinion, but it's the same guy who doesn't support the president's use of Twitter. So that's just one thing. We did a story on this last year, as you probably remember. So again, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But don't then backhand comment the president doing the same thing. But also, I think Mark Poloncarz's use of saying that he kept the bills here. I did this last week. I think it's laughable. I mean, the Pagulas kept the bills here. Okay. If he wants to take credit for the lease, that's okay. Of course, that a lease had to be in place because then we might be like the Oakland Raiders right now, or worse, the Los Angeles Chargers, which, side note, hilarious. Last night, Sunday Night Football in Los Angeles, it was like a home game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know if anyone saw that. Both LA teams yesterday, the away team had the home crowd advantage. The 49ers fans took over the Coliseum, and Pittsburgh fans took over the soccer field where the Chargers play. But I think using the Bills as an example, saying that you kept the Bills here, again, I get it. The lease would keep the Bills here until a certain amount of time. But we saw what's happened in other markets. In the NHL, we saw what happened in Atlanta. Winnipeg, that group from Winnipeg bought the Thrashers, and the city of Atlanta knew they were going to move anyway, and it would just be no attendance for the next few years of the lease. So they had a buyout. And I firmly believe if Bon Jovi's group or another group of people that wanted to buy the Bills and move them had bought them, they would have bought their way out of that lease and moved them, or just waited till the end of the lease and moved them. But again, if that's one thing you want to take credit for, okay, but I think you're going to get the same comments from most people. On the text line at 3930, Mark talked about jobs being created by the county. Since when does government create jobs without us overtaxed citizens? I say downsize the government. Another text on the Skyway. If they think moving traffic from Skyway onto South Park will not work with the consistent flow of traffic. So they do not think that a plan without the Skyway, with the way things work, would be fine. Why don't we finish not building the Peace Bridge before we move on to not building the Skyway? Good text. And 3930, Joe, he took credit for our jobs in the county. He should be thanking President Trump. That's from Anthony. Yeah, keep them coming at 3930. In this first hour, we will take your reactions. Like I said, there's a lot of things we can disagree on. In this first segment, or the second segment, I talked about things I agree with what he said. We'll play a few clips when we come back, and also hopefully hear from you. What did you think? Again, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. Lynn Dixon, the county executive's challenger, will be on. And then the first hour, we will take your reactions to that. 803-0930, what did you think of what you just heard? Where do you stand on the county executive's race? And when you go to the ballot, and if you do early voting or on election day, and early voting will be something I mention after the break, on election day, what goes into why you're voting for who you're voting for? What factors do you look at when voting for a new county executive? And how important are the new road upgrades that all of a sudden have come in an election year? 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone, or keep the text coming. The text board is lighting up at 3930. It's Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're waiting for that cash code or you missed that cash code, the 9 a.m. cash code was speaker, S-P-E-A-K-E-R. You can text speaker to 72881. That's 72881 for your chance at $1,000. At 10 o'clock, we will have a new one right after the Rush Morning Minute. We are talking this first hour of the Mark Poloncarz conversation with our morning team. You just heard with Brian Mazurowski and Susan Rose. And tomorrow from 8 to 9, they all will have Lynn Dixon on, Mark Poloncarz's challenger. Also from 8 to 9, and in the first hour from 9 to 10, we will take your reaction to that. Today I'm asking, what did you think of what the county executive had to say? And where do you stand on the county executive's race? Also, when you go to the booth to vote for county executive, what are you looking for? What factors go into play when considering a county executive? On the text board at 3930, would never vote for him. Spent 9 months trying to get an answer to a question. No one could bother to pick up a phone and call me. That's Marianne. Now, Marianne, I don't want you to give information that you can't, but a little more information on what you were trying to get would maybe set up a story. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. You can shoot me a text at 3930. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, good Monday morning.
And good Monday morning to you. I like Poloncarz. I've not made that a secret. And I liked your format this morning. And tomorrow I'm looking forward to Ms. Lynn Dixon. I think all candidates have said that property tax are too high. Neither one of them really offered any type of alternative fix. So I was reading over the weekend, and I read a lot, and I just want to throw this up. And there was a local politician here about 25 years ago that threw up the same thing. But times have changed now, and certainly the gravity of fiscal concern has changed. So I read that in Montreal, Canada, they are starting to tax the churches and the nonprofits. And I can remember a local politician years ago proposed that. But he didn't say tax. He said a user fee on nonprofits and churches, and you could levy it on lot size. So a standard city lot is 30 by 60, $30 a quarter. And then you could take that 30 by 60 appropriately and apply it to churches and other nonprofits. And I think that you would raise a huge amount of money that would really benefit the tax base. And the other thing that I'm going to point out, and people will not correlate these two issues, but over the last 30 years, we've kind of went from a free market economy to an economy where we subsidized the rehabilitation of older buildings and homes. We give tax incentives, and we say that we give those tax incentives. We take money away from the tax base to promote private business. And the biggest example of that in New York kind of could be the New York Yankees, where all of us citizens of the state of New York gave $600 million to build a new Yankee stadium that the Steinbrenners own. It was a mutual investment, $600 million on the Steinbrenner family part, and $600 million from public tax dollars. We never gauged the return. In other words, if we didn't take public money and give it to private individuals to conduct their business, and we conducted municipal business, if we rebuilt sewers, if we rebuilt roads, if we took care of the electrical grid, we would employ people. There would have to be companies that are subcontracted to perform some of those duties, and the economy would expand. But it wouldn't be an exclusive boys club like Mark Croce downtown, where he's got multiple subsidy and tax breaks on three different businesses, and nobody evaluates the return to the taxpayer for giving somebody millions of dollars.
But Dan, would you not argue that the buildings Mark Croce has bought and reestablished brings people downtown, brings business downtown that wasn't there before?
I'm going to say that that's partially true. What I would really, truly like to see from Buffalo leadership, from county leadership, because it's a combination of tax dollars from everybody. In other words, somebody in Orchard Park should be concerned too, because some of their dollars have gone to those buildings in downtown Buffalo. What is the rate of return? If you applied that question over to Elon Musk in South Buffalo, there has been zero return on a $750 million taxpayer-funded investment. And I might say that that type of scenario holds true. There's a few people becoming very, very wealthy, but if I went into business and the taxpayers funded my business, I didn't put much of my own capital at risk, I'd have nothing to lose either, and my fortunes would grow tenfold.
Well, Dan, see, I think it's somewhere in the middle, because I do understand what you're saying. However, I do want to have that incentive for people to start businesses. Because remember, when this downtown revitalization started, there was nothing. There was no incentive to be downtown, because unless the Sabres were home or there was a Bisons game or a big concert, no one was just going downtown to go downtown. So I do think an incentive of some point, maybe we went too far, too drastic of the incentive, but I do think there needs to be some incentive to get people to keep building downtown up.
Okay, I will agree with you to a point, but then really we shouldn't use labels like socialism, because socialism by definition is truly using publicly gained tax dollars and giving it to private individuals. That's why Eastern Europe failed. And I would say as far as nonprofits and churches, it is time to assess user fees, because if you were to go to any urban area and take a look at all the storefront churches, or if you were to go out to Williamsville, where if you're an accredited rabbi, your private residence could be deemed a religious institution and you're not paying any type of property tax because that's the way the law can be applied. I think bare minimum, there should be some type of user fee based on linear footage or square footage, and all the taxpayers should benefit from their existence, because some of them are doing that just to hide earnings. Some of them, in fact, are businesses, and we don't go after that enough. And there was an estimate online that it would be like $50 trillion if we did it all across the board in all 50 states.
Well, now, Dan, you've brought up a good topic for a show this week that I might do, because I think there is a gray area in what you're talking about. But I would argue that religious institutions like churches do good work for the community. So I wouldn't say it doesn't completely benefit the taxpayer.
I didn't say that there wasn't benefits. I said that it is unrealistic any longer because taxes are so high, to expect them to have a free ride. A user fee is not a tax based on the assessment, the actual value of the properties that they hold. The Catholic Church might hold $500 million worth of property in the city of Buffalo, and we pick up their garbage and we plow the streets that their parishioners, and I'm Catholic, and I'm going to say that the people in Williamsville, in Dana Heights, they're paying $10,500 a year now in tax. And when I grew up in Dana Heights, our tax burden was about $1,850 for the year. And part of that has to do with, you have to take a look at how many tax-free entities now exist and under what umbrella they are existing. And that's an undue burden for every municipality at this stage of the game. Now, if you really want to lower property tax, you either have to raise revenue or lower expenditure. How do you do it?
Well, Dan, I hope you call in when I do this, because I think for the second week in a row, you have said something in a call that I am now definitely going to do as a topic this week, Dan. So thank you so much for the call, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Dan in West Seneca, not always agreeing. Like I said, I think it's somewhere in the middle of what he's saying. Do I think that the state should just throw all this money at you to build something, and we can definitely go after the Statler Towers? I mean, they got a lot of public funding, and three floors are done. The rest of it is nothing. It's really just the lobby and maybe the basement, but it's not the entire thing. So there, and the lobby's beautiful. The lobby's beautiful. The lobby bar is a great bar to go hit up downtown. I'm not bashing it, but you were given so much money that, you know, finally the outside is getting fixed. And I think that's great because it's so beautiful out in, on the inside. When you walk by Statler right now, you would never know what is inside because it is so run down on the outside. But Dan, like I said, I think we could find a place in the middle where we will all agree. I do think there needs to be those incentives, because if we all go back 10 years ago, downtown Buffalo, what kind of business owner would want to put anything downtown? Because unless there was an event at the arena, as long as there was an event at the arena, nothing was going on. Unless there was an event at the arena or you were under 21 and wanted to go to Chippewa, there was no reason to be downtown after 6 o'clock. Okay, but those incentives had people take the risk. And now look, downtown Buffalo is on the up and up. So I think some of those incentives should still be there. But I think we can also look at the other side. You were given so much money and only this much of the building is done. There does have to be some kind of a payback. Dan brings up, like I said, a great point. We might not agree, but it will definitely be a topic of a show later this week. 803-0930, your reactions to what the county executive said, and also the state of the county executive race. And I want to know, when you go to the voting booth, what do you think of? What factors go into your vote for county executive? 803-0930, more after this. Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach, talking about your reactions to County Executive Mark Poloncar's conversation with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski this morning. Don't forget, tomorrow, 8 to 9, Lynn Dixon, his challenger, will be in studio 8 to 9 as well. And starting at 9 o'clock, we will take your reactions here on WBEN. The text board, 3930. Texter says, focus on the rail. It can be parlayed to a stadium or business within the station, but mostly help those who can't afford a car to get to work or school. Also on the text board, downtown Main Street was our shopping area. They took stores from the mall and put them in the Galleria. Other stores left, so there was no reason to go downtown. Now we have nowhere to shop. Well, that, I think, is the next phase of this downtown revitalization. You have the storefronts in Harbor Center. I know they cleared out some space on the arena that's on that side for storefronts. And who knows, maybe Main Place Mall is the next to be revitalized. I made the comment on Friday or on Thursday that I think Main Place Mall is the only mall where the stores are gone, but the food court is still very active. because of all the people that work in that area. It's a great food court. It'd be nice if some shops moved in. But we'll see. We'll see. I think we're still very early in that revitalization of downtown. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Buffalo, would you homeschool your child? The pros and cons of homeschooling. I'd like to know your thoughts. 803-0930. It's Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.